This is a new rule pertaining to the real estate excise tax chapter, so we'll go ahead and get the formal meeting started. So, good morning. Today is Tuesday, February 16th, 2021, and the time is 10:03 a.m. This is the public rulemaking meeting for Washington Administrative Code WAC 458-61A-1001. Titled Graduated Real Estate Excise Tax Rates, Exceptions to Graduated Rates, Disregarded Transactions. My name is Brenton Madison, and I am a tax policy specialist with the Interpretations and Technical Advice Division, and I'm the facilitator for this meeting. Also in attendance from the Department of Revenue are Keith Dacus, a management analyst, who will be monitoring our recording equipment as this meeting is being recorded. Also in attendance is Christine Marchisano, our real estate excise tax supervisor within the department's audit division. So due to the current Healthy Washington Roadmap to Recovery order, current restrictions do prevent us from holding this public meeting in person. Therefore, we are conducting this meeting telephonically, and we do not have other parties physically present for this meeting. For purposes of the record, at this time, we would appreciate it if attendees would identify themselves, who they are representing, and whether they will be testifying at today's meeting. And also, we would just ask that attendees mute themselves unless they are providing testimony at today's meeting. So with that, I will ask for attendees to identify themselves and who they're representing.
My name is Dustin Yeager. I'm an attorney with the Stokes Lawrence Law Firm in Yakima, Washington. Not specifically representing anyone, but the issues in the SWAC pertain to a lot of clients that I represent from time to time with the real estate sales.
Okay, great. Thank you.
My name is Dee McComb, and I am with the Escrow Association of Washington.
Okay, great.
Jen Foot, Grace Harbor County Treasurer's Office, Records Deputy, Processing Excise.
Evan Kruger, Moss Adams, LLP.
I'm Stephanie Bloom. I work for NND Land Asset Management in Spokane County.
And it looks like we maybe have one more call-in user that it doesn't have the name identified. All right. We'll go ahead and proceed. So the legal authority for this meeting is from Chapter 34.05 RCW, the Administrative Procedures Act. This meeting was announced through publication in the Washington State Register as WSR 21-03-054 on January 15, 2021, and by notification to interested persons. The purpose of this meeting is to solicit comments from the public prior to taking action to adopt WAC 458-61A-1001, referred to in this meeting as Rule 1001. Electronic copies of the rule are available if you did not receive a copy. Please contact Keith Dacus at keithd@dor.wa.gov if you'd like to receive a copy of the proposed rule. We emphasize that the rule draft as now written is provided for discussion purposes only. The rule as proposed is written with legislative drafting style and new language is underlined. We will consider any comments received pertaining to possible adoption of Rule 1001. We appreciate receiving written comments and will evaluate all comments as we proceed with the rulemaking process. You may send written comments to my attention no later than Wednesday, February 24, 2021. My email address is brentonm@dor.wa.gov, and that email address is also provided in the Form CR-101 filing. In this manner, the department can fully consider your comments before proceeding with future rulemaking activities. Now let me briefly outline the rulemaking process and where we are with respect to this rule. The first step in the process is to file a notice with the code revisor to announce a public meeting for solicitation of comments regarding possible adoption of the new rule. The notice is called the Form CR-101 and is published from the State Register and announced through mailings to interested persons. The public meeting for this rule is being held today. The next step is to file a notice of proposed rulemaking with the Code Supervisor to announce a public hearing on the proposed rule. This form is called the Form CR-102. It's also published in the State Register and announced through mailings to interested persons. The purpose of the hearing is to receive further public comments regarding the proposed adoption of the new rule. All public comments will be fully evaluated as we proceed in the rulemaking process. Any comments received will be included in the permanent rulemaking file that's kept by the Interpretations and Technical Advice Division within the Department. The final step is to adopt the proposed rule. This is not a public process, but simply requires that we submit the final draft of the rule to the Code Revisor with appropriate forms. The revised rule will be effective shortly thereafter and will be published in the Washington State Register. So before I open the meeting up for comments, I'll briefly outline the key points in the preliminary rule draft. The Department proposes to include the following topics in Rule 1001. Definitions of key terms that are not statutorily defined in Chapter 8245 RCW, including definitions for the following terms and phrases: agricultural land, classified land, meaningful purpose, non-classified land, substantial non-tax reason, and timberland. The proposed rule also includes the new graduated real estate excise tax rates that are in effect for the period of January 1st, 2020, through June 30th, 2022, including several examples that illustrate the proper application of the graduated rates. The rule also proposes guidance on determining whether a sale of real property is subject to graduated rates or subject to a flat tax rate, including several examples that illustrate this policy. And finally, the rule does include an explanation of the types of arrangements and circumstances in which the department will disregard the reported form of a transaction or series of transactions, including examples that illustrate this policy. So at this time, we will proceed to the comment portion of this meeting. If you have a comment, please identify yourself for the record, the organization you're representing. We also appreciate receiving written testimony. So if you do have written testimony, please provide that by, again, sending an email to brentonm@dor.wada.gov. So at this time, I will go ahead and open up the meeting for comments.
Can I jump in?
Absolutely.
Okay. For the record, again, my name is Dustin Yeager. I'm an attorney with the Stokes Lawrence Fellacani Moore and Shore Law Firm in Yakima, Washington. My comments here primarily relate to the definition being given to agricultural land that is outlined in Section 458, 61A, 1001, subsection 4A. In general, this language here seems generally appropriate where it relates to the land and tracks back to the farm and agricultural land classifications under a separate statute. The definition then goes on to say it also includes the structures located on this land, and that makes sense to me. However, my proposal and request is that the language be further added to and clarified to note that agricultural land, that defined term, doesn't only just involve structures, but more clearly that it also includes other farming improvements located on the land. And so my suggestion is that the definition would basically read as follows. Agricultural land means farm and agricultural land and farm agricultural conservation land as those terms are defined in section or in RCW 84.34.20, and anything affixed to said land, including without limitation any structures, fences, irrigation systems that are underground or otherwise affixed to the land, orchard trees, and other permanent plantings and other fixed improvements on such land. I believe this additional language tracks and is consistent with the definitions of real estate and real property under WAC 458-61A, subsection 102-18, and would give additional and further clarification to buyers and sellers of real estate as well as county administrators on when to apply the non-graduated rate and how it applies not only to the land and structures but to the farming improvements as well, which aren't customarily thought of as typically being structures, things like orchard trees, trellis, fences, and things like that. That revision, I think, would be in line with the overall intent of this WAC and the underlying statute and provide additional clarification on how to apply this in an agricultural setting. Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you, Mr. Yeager. And I would just ask further, do you intend to submit this comment in writing as well?
Yeah, I can do that. Basically, I'll send you my proposed language. Could you give me your email address again just so I can make sure you get that correct?
Yeah, it's Brenton, BRENTONM, at dor.wa.gov. And that's my email address is also hyperlinked on the form CR101 on our website. So
great. Yeah, thank you. Yeah. I'll send my comments in writing as well. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Are there any other comments?
Yeah, this is Evan Kruger with Moss Adams, LLP. I guess my suggestion would be, if I was looking at the statutes correctly, the DOR is authorized to reclass a single transaction as multiple. But I noticed the examples seem to really focus on reclassing multiple transactions as one. So it may be helpful to have at least one example of a situation where the department would go the other way. Obviously, the department's probably more concerned with reclassing multiple transactions as singles, since that's where most of the tax evasion would probably take place. But it would still be nice to kind of maybe have a clearer roadmap on that side.
All right, excellent. Thank you. Do we have any other comments? All right, it does not appear that we have any other comments at this time. So again, I just want to thank everybody for their participation, whether you attended or also if you provided us feedback. It is very helpful and useful, particularly when we're developing a new rule as opposed to amending rule. And so we do greatly appreciate the feedback. And again, like was mentioned earlier, we will absolutely consider those comments and whether or not we will incorporate them, which will be available in our Form CR-102 filing and available for further discussion at our public hearing. So I just, again, really appreciate everybody's involvement with this. And for purposes of the record, the time is now 10:16 a.m., and the public meeting for Rule 1001 is now adjourned. So thank you, everybody.